From North State Public Radio, I'm Serena Grossi with your headlines for Tuesday, May 6th. Homeowners have the chance right now to make small changes that could make a big difference in a wildfire. Taylor Nielsen is the executive director of the Butte Fire Safe Council. He says when houses are destroyed, it's often because of flying embers that can originate from miles away.
Embers get into your vents, catch on fire within the home, and then that causes the home to burn down.
Nielsen says installing new vents is one of the top five ways to protect a home from wildfire. There are ember-resistant ones that will close off when experiencing heat.
It's really brilliant technology in terms of being able to help reduce the likelihood of the home catching on fire.
Nielsen says these ember-resistant vents are relatively affordable and easy to install, and the Butte Fire Safe Council can help out. More at mynspr.org. In other news, the Chico City Council will decide what to do about open flame cooking and warming equipment in areas that are vulnerable to fire. Fire Chief Steve Stanridge is requesting an emergency ordinance banning the use of devices like barbecues, fireplaces, and stoves in public spaces. He cites a growing concern over unhoused residents creating hazards by using open flame equipment. Standridge says more than 100 fires were started by unhoused folks this year. Council members will decide at today's meeting whether to accept the ordinance, which would change the language of past laws to prohibit this equipment. Additionally, the fire chief is encouraging the council to adopt the latest fire severity zone maps released by CAL FIRE. And in-home health service workers in Shasta County have been without a contract since March. They're negotiating a new contract with the Board of Supervisors, and so far they've opted not to strike. NSPR's Ken Duvall has more.
According to reporting by Shasta Scout, about 4,500 county residents qualify for in-home support services. That care is provided by community members whose wages are paid from federal, state, and local funds. Right now, they make just over $18 per hour, about $5 less than what's considered a living wage in Shasta County. Neither side would say how far apart they are, but one union bargaining team member intimated to the media outlet that it's a considerable amount. Many caregivers are seen after their family members. One supervisor said he believed families should provide that care without being paid. But a union member pushed back, citing the financial strain her family underwent when she had to leave her job to care for her elderly father. For NSPR News, I'm Ken Duvall.
Also, the California Department of Water Resources is trying to keep the invasive golden mussel from making a home in Lake Oroville. The department says that it plans to partner with other state agencies on a boat inspection program at the lake and other state water project areas in Butte County. The program will be free and is expected to start later this month. Boats and other vessels would need to be 100% dry and mussel-free to pass inspection. Vessels that are permitted to launch will be offered a re-entry seal, which allows them to bypass inspection on their next visit at any of the Oroville locations. Golden mussels are native to Asia and were found in California last year. They have not been detected in Lake Oroville, the Thermalito Forebay, or the Thermalito Afterbay. And finally, the safety of pedestrians on streets surrounding Chico State will be discussed by the City Council at today's meeting. Councilmember Addison Winslow is urging his colleagues to consider creating protected bicycle lanes by using a buffer along West Sacramento and Warner Avenues. Winslow also suggests reducing the speed limit on both roads, as well as on a connection path between Mansion Park and the West Avenues neighborhood. And those were your headlines for Tuesday, May 6th. Our theme song is Burrow, and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, check out our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Serena Grossi.